It's the first week of May. Spring is in the air, and the Met Gala has returned to New York City. Quick context. The Met Gala was founded in 1948 to raise money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute exhibit. The gala is usually held on the first Monday in May. But due to COVID funkiness, the 2021 Met Gala was hosted in September. That event served as a part one for the In America, an Anthology of Fashion exhibit. Monday night was a part two, with the dress code as gilded glamour. Now, I'm a simple woman. I enjoy the Met Gala, but no one enjoys the Met Gala like my friend, Braden Spade.
This is my Super Bowl.
Braden approached me months ago to do a package reviewing the Met Gala looks. How could I say no? So on Monday afternoon, I headed over to her dorm to watch the red carpet.
Okay, checking in officially. It is 5:06 p.m. Central. We are in Jones. We have the Vogue Met Gala live stream pulled up. Brayden, how are you?
I'm feeling so excited. So the theme this year is gilded glamour. What I'm really hoping to see is a lot of historically accurate looks, mixed with a little bit of modern day fashion. According to the Vogue gilded glamour time explanation, it is the Gilded Age of New York between 1870 and 1890. Keyword, New York.
Met Gala arrivals start around 5:30 p.m. Central with the event chairs. But the rich and famous tend to show up whenever they want, sometimes not until 8 or 9 p.m. So in the interest of time, Braden and I decided to live react to just the first hour of arrivals.
Just so you all know, Braden has split screen the E, I think, broadcast of the red carpet and Google, where she is searching for arrivals and pictures as they come in. She's taking this very seriously. It's clearly not the first time she's done this.
No. It's been a lot of controversy, I think, in past years, because some people are like, it's just a bunch of rich people dressing up. Yes. And I completely understand that perspective, and I understand it, and I accept that.
What if Pete Davidson's here?
Do you think Pete and Kim are coming
together? I think Pete might be
here.
Think
that, but I'm saying, like, do you think that they're going to show up?
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like they must.
I think they're, because they went to the presidential correspondence dinner together.
That's something that, of course, you would know. Blake looks great. Blake's the best one so far.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah.
She looks, the back is really cool. Yeah. Where's Ryan?
Where is Ryan? You know what? That man is so...
If he's just wearing a tux, I swear.
I fear you may be correct. So I'm going to grab my phone. I'm going to pull up Twitter on my phone. Because, okay. So, when the Met Gala goes... People normally will stay at, like, the Mark or the Plaza, and so a lot of the times you can see the people walking from, like, the hotel into their car to drive to the Met Gala, so I'm gonna see what things I can scrounge up.
She's an expert. She's an expert. Oh my god, look at Alicia Keys. Oh my god, Alicia Keys came to play. She came to play. Oh my god, her cape is, like, this is Ralph Lauren. Her dress is beautiful. It's like silvery. It's kind of sleek. It's simple. She's like a black cape
and
that
has
like a train has like buildings, like the New York skyline in like silver. That's up there with Blake. That's fantastic.
We should be seeing a lot more New York references than we are, I think.
And it would be Alicia who would come with the hometown.
In New York.
So true. So true. That's making it up.
I think that's my toxic trait. Like, I really think that, like, for my first Met Gala, I would come and absolutely demolish. We're ending
our live commentary.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
It has been a pleasure, but we will be back with the looks that have not arrived yet. Best believe.
We will be
commenting on them.
Braden and I texted back and forth the rest of the night as looks poured in. By Tuesday afternoon, we were ready to debrief.
So we have some categories, don't we, Braden? From our endeavors last night. We have, I believe, best overall, worst overall, most on theme, biggest serve, as in, like, we didn't expect it from them, biggest flop, as in, we didn't expect it from them, most camp, it's, like, so much, but in a good way, most out of pocket, so much, but in a bad way, boringest man, and I am mad. Do you want to kick us off with best overall, Brayden?
My best overall is Blake Lively. And I have a special shout out to Taylor Hill, who is in custom I believe it was Miss Show. And then special shout out to Laura Harrier, who was in Custom H&M.
I have Alicia Keys as well, just because I really liked her outfit. And Donatella Versace, I thought did fit. Donatella, I can't say anything mean about her ever. Moving on. Worst overall.
Starting off hot with Emily Ratajkowski. Horrible. Irina Shayk, who was not on theme. I don't know where she was going. She was wearing all black, all leather. To me, that doesn't scream 1870s New York, but to each their own. Amy Schumer, terrible. Awkwafina, it was a lot going on and too much to not be on theme. It was just a bizarre choice. And Kourtney Kardashian, I don't know. No. It looks like something she would wear to the Kardashian Christmas party. So why are you wearing that to the Met?
Sebastian Stan is also on my list for worst overall in his Lil Valentino moment. Glenn Close, I believe, also wore like bright pink Valentino, but I'm never going to be mad at Glenn Close. Okay. Most on theme.
I did Billie Eilish and Lizzo.
I had Nicola Coughlin and also Cardi B. I think she did pretty good. Sorry, Raiden. Raiden made a face.
She definitely had the gilded because it was gold.
Biggest serve.
My biggest serve was Normani, not in the sense that like it was the best look of the night, but I wasn't expecting her to come on theme and be very close to theme, and it was structured very well, and so I really liked it.
Kid Cudi, he looked great. I really do think he looked great. His outfit was awesome. Men are very boring, as we know on the Met Gala. I feel like with this Met Gala, some men were like, I'm not gonna be boring, and then they just look terrible. But he did it correctly. Biggest flaw.
There's a few saviors every single year. People you can count on consistently to turn out a look. Two of those people who I consistently count on did not turn a look. And that's why they are in my biggest flop category. And that would be none other than the Hadid sisters, Gigi and Bella. I was shocked and I was disappointed. Dismayed even.
Shall we move on to most camp? But I think my award for most camp, the king of New York, Mr. Kendall Roy, Jeremy Strong.
My most camp was definitely Bad Bunny and Hillary Clinton, because we just have to ask ourselves why. And we can't answer that.
Okay, most out of pocket?
Now, my most out of pocket isn't a person. It's a concept. Okay, so last night, social media was abuzz with photos of what people presumed to be Jared Leto. These photos that people thought were Jared Leto was not, in fact, Jared Leto. And it was a man by the name of Frederick Robertson. And I think that it's really out of pocket that people thought that was Jared Leto.
I do have Jared Leto, like actual Jared Leto, on my out-of-pocket list. Specifically the picture where he and his cologne are with Dakota Johnson. That whole picture just gives me really bad vibes. Boringest man.
Mine was Austin Butler.
My winner for boringest man is Jacob Elordi. We'll seg into I Am Mad.
If you're going to wear an iconic dress from history, you either need to do it better or do it in a new way. And Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress wasn't doing it in a new way, and it wasn't doing it in a better way. I think we need to place more blame on the designers, because they're giving these people these looks, and they're boring, and they're bad, and they're setting them up for failure. I hope next year we are able to bring ourselves back from this. I'm going to give it a redemption year. Hopefully Zendaya will be in attendance and she will save us all, because she is the only one who has that power.
Rihanna.
Well, I didn't like Rihanna's look last year.
The queen has spoken. For WNUR News, I'm Allison Rauch.